This is Ozarks at Large. One of the largest shifts in state policy in many years is approaching in Arkansas. The state's adaptation of the Federal Affordable Care Act begins with an enrollment period that arrives a week from today. The change has many filled with anxiety, others with anticipation, and almost everybody has questions. With October 1st just 7 days away, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas gathered a roundtable of people who've been closely watching healthcare policy evolve in Arkansas. That panel included the CEO of QualChoice Insurance, Michael Stock, Anna Strong, health policy analyst with Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, and State Senator David Sanders, a Republican from Little Rock. Senator Sanders was a chief architect of the state's private option insurance plan passed by the Arkansas legislature earlier this year. Roby asked the panel members if Arkansas was ready for this big change in health care policy. Michael Stock from QualChoice Insurance answered first.
I think it's going to be a big change. A lot of different aspects of the way the health insurance is going to be marketed in the state going forward. People are going to buy health insurance a lot like they buy airline tickets now by going to Expedia.com. So it's going to be a big change in the market.
What's your sense, Anna?
You know, I actually was at a town hall in Fort Smith last night and had about 30 people lined up to ask questions about how they can get enrolled. They don't have access to affordable insurance today. I think consumers are ready for this. I think we're still reaching out to let people know more about it, but I think in general there are 500,000 people that are ready to get enrolled.
David?
Well, there's certainly people who are interested in signing up. The big question for me is it going to work? Is the infrastructure going to work? There's an enormous IT backbone that powers the system. So I think there are questions of how people feel, but there are also many operational questions and concern. And quite frankly, we don't know the answer to that. So
we're going to learn pretty quickly.
And yeah,
pretty soon we're going to find out if it's working or not. Well, Anna, you mentioned that there's 500,000 Arkansans that don't have health insurance coverage in the state of Arkansas. But we also hear statistics that 95-97%, depending on how you slice and dice it, of companies with more than 50 employees do offer health insurance already. Who is really going to be impacted by this? Who are these folks without insurance?
You know, these are working families, and you know, maybe people who own a small business who may not be able to afford premiums for themselves or their employees. These are hardworking families, and most of the people who are going to be enrolling are working, and they are above the poverty level. They just don't have access to affordable health insurance right now.
Not to repeat, Mike, but who do you guys see in your crystal ball? Who's your target market? Who do you see as possibilities? What's that kind of new customer looking like for you?
Well, like Anna said, there are a lot of people that just don't have access to care today to health insurance. But even in the small employer market, you said the majority offer coverage. We struggle with a lot of small employers to get 75% of their workforce to enroll in the coverage that they're offering. So a lot of people opt out of the coverage, even though it is offered by their employer, just because of the cost in that.
David, hypothetical situation. I'm an employer with, say, 10 employees. What are my options going to be? Maybe Michael has to jump in and help us out with a few options here. But, you know, is that target group going to be helped?
Well, so here's the thing. If I'm the owner of a business with 10 people, one, we don't even know the full impact of the President's Affordable Care Act. I mean, just last week they came down and said that if you are an owner of a small company and you don't tell your employees about their insurance options, you're going to be assessed a per day penalty. I think this whole enterprise in terms of, and so there's two things happening. Obviously, the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, and then what we did in Arkansas to try to respond to what I think is a poorly written and a poorly contemplated bill. I think it's going to be messy. I think it's going to certainly have a lot of hiccups maybe hiccup is too soft of a characterization.
Convulsions, is
possibly,
that the word you're looking for?
I think there are going to be a lot of problems. I think what we will end up with is the need for additional reforms, wholesale changes. You've seen, you know, disparate groups like the AFL-CIO talking about the need for change, and folks who are certainly on the conservative side. So I think what is going to happen is there's going to be broad consensus that, one, as originally passed, it doesn't work and it doesn't have the impact. And the truth is the health insurance affordable? Well, the Affordable Care Act mandates brand new coverages that, in a sense, will drive up the cost of insurance.
I want to come back to some potential changes a little bit later in our conversation here, but let's stick with the question here about the small business owner, the person that's not currently providing health insurance to their employees. They want to. Are they going to have more options under this plan?
Well, if there's a small employer who's not providing coverage today, they basically have two options. One is to buy coverage before the end of the year, and if they do that, they can buy under the existing laws in the state for small employers, and they would not then have to move into a metallic plan until maybe January of 2015 if they buy now. If they wait and buy starting January of 2014, then they'll have the option of buying one of the metallic plans, be it a platinum, gold, silver, or bronze, and those plans will have lots of different options for deductible levels and coinsurance levels and copays, just like the products have today, but they will cover a lot of new things.
And they're going to be more expensive. And that's
they will be more expensive than products
today. I would like to toss in that businesses with 50 or fewer employees do not have to purchase health insurance, provide health insurance to their employees, but those individual employees can go shop in the marketplace and find affordable coverage with subsidies for 95% of uninsured Arkansans. So I think there are going to be a lot of different options for businesses. Businesses, they can buy in. Businesses with fewer than 25 employees may be eligible for a tax credit if they do provide insurance for their employees. So I think we have a lot of different things at play here, and I think it's every business has to look and see what's right for their business and for their employees.
Let's talk about why some of the plans may actually cost more. Let's talk about what some of the dynamics are going to be at work that are going to raise these costs. Obviously, there's some taxes tied to the Affordable Care Act, but what else do you see as driving cost up?
Well, I mean, so one of the key aspects to the Affordable Care Act as negotiated was this whole idea of a grandfathered plan. And that is, if you are a plan that has been in place or put in place before March 23rd, 2010, which was my daughter's 11th birthday, you don't have to face the full regulatory framework of the Affordable Care Act. If you purchased insurance or your company put forth the plan after that, You have to live with the full regulatory framework of the Affordable Care Act. And for many Arkansas families, many Arkansas businesses, they're in grandfathered plans. Mm-hmm. You know, the one I am in is a grandfathered plan. Our rate increase this year was simply 8%. But you have others who don't have that coverage or haven't had that coverage for that period of time that are going to see what has been characterized correctly as rate shock.
Anna and then Mike, what's going to drive costs?
I think we've been watching healthcare, the cost of health insurance rise independently of and before the Affordable Care Act was signed into law. And so I think there are healthcare is expensive, and there are a lot of factors at play in this. And I think that we see that, people are getting more benefits. People are getting more bang for their buck. They're going to have benefits covered that haven't previously been covered. I think about maternity coverage, which is not available to on many commercially sold plans. I think about habilitative services for people who are born with disabilities. There are a lot of benefits that are coming into these plans that are going to make them richer packages for families, so that when they get to the hospital, their needs are covered.
Mike,
there are three things that I think are going to add to the cost of healthcare. One is, there are a number of benefits in the program that used to have cost-sharing elements where the insured shared in the cost with the insurer, and that's changed, so many of those things are free now. There are new benefits that have been added that never used to be covered before, and those have added to cost. And then the third thing is, there's a lot of new taxes that have been added. Probably at least 5% of every rate increase we're sending out is new taxes for next year.
And what he talked about are things that need to be changed about the law.
And possible changes to the law are covered in a moment when we continue with more from the roundtable about the approaching health care changes in Arkansas, just ahead on Ozarks at Large. And in about 10 minutes, a new theater season is almost underway at the University of Arkansas. We'll meet the cast of Clean House, a Pulitzer Prize-nominated play that opens October 4th.
Thank you.
We continue now with a roundtable discussion about the changes in Arkansas healthcare laws. The next big step in the process is a week from today when residents can begin to enroll in new healthcare plans. Recently, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas talked about the impending changes with three people who have been watching the process closely: State Senator David Sanders, Anna Strong, a health policy analyst with Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, and Michael Stock, the CEO of QualChoice Insurance. As expected, with such a dramatic shift in policy, not everybody likes every part of the new law. The conversation continues as we hear from State Senator David Sanders.
In terms of the rollout, in terms of the effective date, I'm not sure because I think that uncertainty is going to prevail for quite some time. Even after January of 2014, there are going to be problems. I think what is going to happen, though, there will be consensus rather quick. What we have to do, I think, in America, and if you even look at some of the things that we've done in the private option in terms of injecting consumerism into the plan, Jeff talked about the fact that you're eliminating cost sharing and co-pays for a number of things. You know, people have to have some idea of what their health care dollar is being spent on and what they're spending on. You have to be able, I think health care in large part doesn't function as a market. In order to function as a market, you have to be able to make a qualitative and quantitative assessment, which is quality of care and price. And unfortunately, what came out of Washington negates both of those. There's not efforts to proliferate information on quality, and there's not, certainly not, information or the ability for cost sharing or even to make cost specific request or information or informed decisions. And that's very troublesome.
And I think you might have a contrary position to that.
Well, you know, I will say that as we move into this new world, and this is a big change. This is a big change to our world and the way we provide health insurance to people, and there are going to be glitches along the way. What we need to do is focus on improving those and moving forward. And this law is bringing health insurance to millions and millions of Americans that don't have it today. And if we can focus on fixing the problems instead of trying to stall it or stop it and move forward and bring families the benefits that they've been waiting on for a long time, I think we're at a good place. And regarding some of your questions about quality and cost, I think that we are doing some really innovative things here in Arkansas, separate from the Affordable Care Act, with our Payment Improvement Initiative, which I know you all are part of, and really trying to pay providers for quality and pay them for quality care and make sure that patients have the best outcomes for them as well.
Mike, what would bring more certainty to the market?
I think one of the challenges that we have to look at is the law as it's designed has done a lot to increase demand for healthcare services, and we've made it more accessible to people at a very low cost. But that is going to do nothing but drive up cost. If you increase demand without increasing the supply side of the equation, you're going to have a big increase in cost. We need to do more to increase the supply of healthcare providers in the marketplace, because that's what's going to help bring down cost.
Anna talked about this a little bit too. Mike, you've put a lot into the exchange. David, you've helped develop the private option here framework. And Anna, you've been deeply involved in a variety of different policy aspects here. Do you see any scenario where the baby gets tossed out with the bathwater? There is the push at the federal level to repeal Obamacare, as it's called, but do you see that as really realistically a possibility?
I think it really depends upon what happens October 1 and the first part of next year. If it gets launched and people begin to get accustomed to what the program offers, my experience through my lifetime is it's very, very hard for Washington to take things away that people have already gotten.
Anna? Yeah.
I will agree with that. I think that we are moving towards something that people have been waiting on for a long time. And I think it would be very hard to repeal it. I think, the bipartisan effort that had really, really incredibly strong support from our legislature will also be hard to undo. It's rolling forward. People are getting coverage on January 1st.
David. Well, so here's the thing. The fact of the matter is, if you want to draw a differentiation between policy and where we're headed, in Arkansas, the effort that we have, and I think will have to be in terms of amendments submitted to the existing waiver, one, the development of a health savings account offered for the private option, two, cost sharing, as Mike talked about, for people who are at 50% to 100% of federal poverty, and then the transition of existing populations off the Medicaid program onto the private option. Those are all things that go far to inject consumerism in healthcare. The Affordable Care Act does not do it. It goes in the opposite direction. And I think there are going to be some very serious questions that policymakers in Washington on both sides of the aisle are going to have to deal with after this is being implemented. And the question is, will they show the willingness to get down to brass tacks and to fix the problems?
Best advice that you guys would give a viewer, a listener, a reader who's going to see and read some of the comments that we're discussing here, someone who's trying to make sense of all this, what do you advise them to do at this juncture? It's because of all the turmoil that's coming, Mike?
Well, with any type of insurance, the thing I would advise people to do is buy it before you need it, because that's when it's going to be the cheapest for you. If you wait until you're sick, if you wait until you have a car accident and then go try and buy car insurance, it's going to be very expensive. That's one of the reasons that we're in this mess, because so many people just avoid the insurance until they have a condition, and then they find out that insurers don't want to cover them.
Anna?
I would definitely agree with that. Buy insurance before you need it. We have a lot of new options coming out. I actually brought along one of the brochures from the Arkansas Health Connector, which is where people are going to go. You can go there, you can check out what's going on in Arkansas, what your different options might be, and even use a calculator to try to find out what your premiums might be.
20 seconds a piece here. We'll start with David and work our way back around. Come January 1st, will health insurance in Arkansas be better or worse?
Options will be better, but again, it will be different for different people. So it's not an easy answer. It's not it's enormously complicated, and it's not simple at all.
January 1st, better or worse?
Have the insurance. You can keep your insurance if you already have it. 500,000 people are getting new coverage. I think it's going to be better.
Thanks, teacher.
Mike?
Not everyone can keep your insurance if you have it.
That's
only
right.
If you're grandfathered.
Yeah.
And I think the quality of care is going to be unchanged, but I think access to care is going to suffer because there's going to be so many more people trying to get into the system.
Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas talked with Anna Strong, a health policy analyst with Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, State Senator David Sanders, a Republican from Little Rock, and Michael Stock, the CEO of QualChoice Insurance, about the approaching new health care plans in Arkansas. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And Verizon, offering a wide selection of productivity-enhancing tablets for small business, including the Apple iPad. More information at a Verizon Communications store near you or online at vzw.com/smallbusiness. And CEG Partners, using empirical data to better understand your customers' experiences and their loyalties. More information at cegpartners.com.